Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We got a lot going on in here.
Yeah, we do.
What is going on? We have the Leavenworth County prosecutor. He just walked in to talk about the penitentiary. And then I just had a chicken stand on my arm. And I think the chicken's nervous, and he started pecking at my wristband.
Hungry.
Hi, buddy.
Okay, we have a lot to talk about here. Hang on a second.
Well, he left you a present in
your office.
Did he poop back there?
There might be a present in our office. Mike, get over here, and we're going to start with you. We're going to talk about the Leavenworth Penitentiary, okay. But I also want to hear about the chicken, and tell us what.
Short story. Which one? Buddy? Hi.
Listen to him.
Oh, yeah. Here. Oh.
Here you go.
Sam, can you hear that?
I can.
He's very, very...
agile.
No, I was going to say calm, a lot smaller than I thought, Micah, and a lot... he's on your head.
So we're not allowed to have chickens in the neighborhood.
Those talons are sharp.
Can you get his mics, Sam? Wait, tell me how you're not allowed to have chickens in the neighborhood. How do we have, it's on Scott's head. Oh my God, it's on Scott's head.
It's a good chicken. So one of the other members of our office needed help moving furniture, and we were in Shawnee. And this couple, I thought it was a dove, a couple was taking care of it, trying to keep the birds of prey away from it near Shawnee Mission Park. So anyways, I scooped it up and... it's the rest
of history. I'm covering my eyes because I think he's going to peck my eyes.
It is pecking.
It's hungry.
It won't hurt. It won't hurt you.
Yeah, they'll heal. They'll heal.
Oh, he is. That's going after
But no, it's a sweetheart of a chicken. I walk it at night. The neighbors think
what do you
I'm
mean
odd.
Walk it at night?
It spends its day in a kennel in the garage.
He's violent.
Yeah, well, he's no. He's been in the back of a pickup truck for 30 miles.
Is he pooping on my head?
No, please, God, tell me he's pooping on your head. I will tell you this.
He just went.
Wait, did he just poop, really?
No,
not on the head.
No, that's just gray hair.
In the office.
Okay.
In the office.
So, yeah, I don't know how often chickens poop, but I feel like...
Well,
hopefully one more time.
It squeezed one out already.
Sweet Jesus in heaven.
So you adopted this thing. Tell us about it.
I don't know if it's adoption or not. So I have a girlfriend with a whole flock of them, oddly, until the coyote got to him.
If I put my arm up here, will he get off of my head?
No, just stay right there.
He's going after the glasses.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm waiting for it to fly over to Todd.
No, I want him to stay right there.
Okay.
So it was, you know, Operation Wildlife's not going to come out for a chicken.
Oh, my God, what just happened?
But I did call Operation Wildlife and ask, can you look at a picture? I'm unsure if this is a chicken or not, because it was so small and had been out in the storm. And
it's so calm and, like...
Have him on your head.
Yeah, he's raised him well.
It's a well-taken care of chicken.
Oh, my God.
Put it this way.
Like a pet.
Yeah, but it'll go to a flock once it's big enough. Right now, any rooster would take care of it, lickety-split, so she needs to be a little bit bigger. But she's a pretty chicken.
Todd, do you allow her in the office?
No.
Why that's not?
Your chicken? I mean, your office. No.
I should have definitely asked.
I mean, I'm not unwelcome if there's a, you know...
It's we have dog day from time to time.
Yeah, but what if it's an emotional support chicken?
Yes, I would allow that.
How much does that suit cost you there, Todd?
More than the chicken.
Because it's about to go to the dry cleaner.
She just hangs out. I mean, I eat chicken. I hate to say that, but I've never been around one like this. And she's smaller than I thought. She's a lot prettier than I thought. Very soft.
She was young enough when we found her. Like, the reason I took her home is I squatted down to use my phone and call Operation Wildlife, and I couldn't find the chicken, and it was sitting underneath me like I was its mom for real.
Come here. Okay, come here. Hang on. Come here.
Get over there.
Aww.
But it is treated a little bit differently.
What's his name? Bluey?
Bluey.
Hi, buddy.
Bluey?
Bluey.
He's pecking at the...
he or she's hungry. I don't even know.
Just turn my microphone off.
I don't know if it's a rooster or not. But
okay, look at that.
Should find some crumbs over there on Dana's side of the studio.
Oh, wait, can she eat nuts? Wow, I've got nuts.
Yeah, if you've got some crumbs,
nice.
maybe some crumbs from one, but...
You're going to kill it.
No, I hope it doesn't have a nut allergy.
No. Oh, she's hungry.
Yeah, I didn't want her to poop everywhere, so I didn't feed her this morning. But she managed
and yet she still pooped in the back office.
That's
but
right.
But we can't
That's
really
right.
tell.
On
wait
your
a minute.
Side.
Wait, those are too big. I don't want her to choke.
Oh, well, you'd be the one that killed the chicken.
Okay, well, hang on.
Don't choke the chicken.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
No.
Now we're going to talk about the opening of the penitentiary. And Scott, I can't focus. You're going to have to do that.
Okay. Todd, what's going on at the penitentiary?
Well, a portion of it, which they were looking to actually tear down, has been converted and saved into what they're going to be is a facility for people to be able to visit. The Lansing Historical Society will have the ability to give people tours, and they're doing that right now, Friday through Sunday. You can do that on their website, which is, I believe, Lansing History Museum. And, you know, you can go on their page. They're having a great car show on September 28th, where they're actually going to bring in vehicles and line them up within. They're looking at doing ghost tours, photo tours, everything like that.
Wait, stop. Ghost tours?
Yep.
Are there ghosts at the Lansing Penitentiary?
Well, if you believe in that thing, you get an option to go try to find out. So,
what do you believe?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they're there. That's all I say. I've done. I've had enough. Deaths that have occurred, so they happen. Also, there was hangings there back in the day, so there's definitely the people that died.
But not since the 1950s?
Was 60s. It 60s. Hickok and Smith, the In Cold Blood killers were hanging there. And so, and there have been others that have. It's the only facility that had hanging in Kansas,
I'm between Chicken and Todd here, but are the gallows
like
or whatever you call
show.
It, is that at the KBI or is it at the
it's
museum?
Yeah, it's at the State Historical Society. That's one of the big pushes the Lansing Historical Society is really trying to make is to bring the gallows back. They took them apart systematically. Yeah. Tom Young, one of the board members, has been in conversations, and it takes a lot of bureaucratic red tape to be able to do it. They don't want anything to happen to the actual gallows, but they have all the pieces put together. And one of the big hopes, dreams about them getting the allowance to have this facility is to put those gallows together so people can actually go by and see it.
It's a macabre part of our story, but it is part of our story.
Well, I mean, Scott, tell me if I'm not wrong. You're from Leavenworth County. I mean, yeah. Growing up there, anywhere you go, if you say you're from Leavenworth, almost any movie you see or anything says, you know, you're the prison town or, you know.
Yep.
Oh, that would be the first thing anybody would ask.
Yeah, you know, so.
Were you ever nervous? Would people get away? You know, did that make you nervous? And you know this, Todd. If anybody ever makes it out of the prison, the last place they're staying is Leavenworth Lansing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, and you know, the shirts and things, I did time in Leavenworth. I spent time in Leavenworth, all that stuff. And so for all that time, even being from there, it's not really what you want us to be known for because there's so much more that you, that is there. But it is a great to have that. One of the top museums in Missouri is one of their old prisons.
I went last fall, Todd, for the Penn tour overnight, and they do it in the fall because it's Halloween and all that stuff, and they talk about, you know, that's where the gas chamber is located. And I took a drive with a girlfriend, okay, stayed the night, rented a hotel, had a nice dinner, did the whole tour. We didn't stay overnight. That was a little creepy to me. And you know, spent money in a town that I otherwise never would have gone to. And so I think sometimes with this stuff, it is part of our history. You lean into it.
Well, I mean, Alcatraz in San Francisco is a great example. Yep. I was in Juliet, which they've teared down, well, not torn down, but they still have, and they're using that for concert facilities. In the Lansing Historical Society, the portion that they have the portion where Johnny Cash actually came and performed.
There it is.
He performed there first.
I'd pay money to see that. I would pay money to see that.
In Lansing?
In Lansing. He did Lansing, and he also did the USP, and he performed the same day.
I had no idea.
And they have his stage. They have the pictures of him there, and they're hoping to do some benefit concerts with, you know, Johnny Cash impersonators and such. And, I mean, the stage, the theater, everything's set up. Basketball court is there.
You know who should perform there?
Melissa Etheridge?
Yes.
Yes, I agree.
That would be cool.
I mean, it has so much potential that we're excited. We're excited just to get the tour started. And it's, you know, it's a slow process, and we're waiting and hoping to see how big this becomes. I mean, from my perspective as a prosecutor, I want people to go to visit so they don't want
to go there.
Yeah, I want them to see what it's like. And they had one of the, you know, segregation units, you know, the one person, they don't get out of the cell without, you know, 23 hours and get 1 hour. And they show that.
Have you not taken the other two in Missouri, Todd?
I have not.
You should. You should. It was, I wouldn't do it again, but it's one of those things. I'm glad I did it. It is somber for all of the reasons the gas chamber's still there with the witness benches that were made by the prisoners. And, you know, it's just, it is part of our system. And if, you know, not that you want it to be the first thing people think about, but why would you not monetize that? I when you said Johnny Cash, I was like, I'm in, I'll come. And also, we've all read In Cold Blood. So, and where are the gallows again?
Right now, they're in Topeka with the Historical Society.
Historical Society.
Yeah.
Okay.
And hopefully we can get them come back to Leavenworth to add even more to the visit of the museum. They're hoping to have all sorts of things, documentaries, movies, things like that, that it can be used for the facility.
Can you stick around?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Bluey's in studio, about to choke on a peanut, I think. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III, Todd Thompson, Leavenworth County District Attorney. My name's Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Joining us in studio is Bluey the Chicken. Hey, bud. Hey, man.
I'm starting to understand why people have these as pets. I thought they were just messy and loud, and this thing has personality, and it makes me smile.
Hi.
It really does.
Also, Leavenworth County Attorney Todd Thompson. Not to be outdone by Bluey.
No, Bluey outdoes me.
So Friday is when this museum opens?
Correct.
Oh. And then why did it take so long to get us to this point? It seems like something that just should have been available.
Well, obviously, it takes a lot of cooperation with not only the Kansas Department of Corrections and the state of Kansas, and then also then finding an entity that would want to take them, which would be the Lansing Historical Society, which is just literally a stone's throw from the Lansing Correctional Facility. And so when it was noticed that they were going to actually, for $10 million, tear the whole facility down, and not pay any attention, we had a legislator who caught on to that, and Mealy was like, we have to figure out how to preserve this and make sure it's structurally sound enough that they can continue operating it. And they actually went to the museum that you saw in Missouri, the historical, the board for Lansing, and saw, you know, how well and how functioning their museum
was. It's enormous in terms, I believe, turns a profit. Yeah. I mean, instead of just knocking it down.
Yeah. And so, I mean, and literally on the other side of the wall, there's inmates still, you know, being held.
Yeah.
And so there are, you know, working on a new facility, but I mean.
Oh my God.
The one thing in the Missouri, the prison that I found historically significant and interesting, all of the inmates of note that came through, Sonny Liston was one of the inmates there. I do think people have a fascination with who came through the prison walls, just like that's why Alcatraz, for a variety of reasons, is so popular. You want to go see where the escapees were when they tunneled out.
Oh, I mean, definitely. People want to hear about the history. I mean, they want to see where they stayed. I mean, there's a huge fascination. I mean, you know, in my profession, everybody wants to hear about what happened, how it happened, why they did it. And this is showing where they stayed and then a little nugget of history of what happened, why they were there. I mean, there's been riots. There's, like we said, hangings. Famous people have stayed there.
Were there any women there? Or were the women separated?
The women, they were in a location that was near the minimum, and then they moved them to Topeka in the last, like, 10, 20 years.
Sure.
And so now that's where they are.
There used to be the women's prison up by Rusty Eck Ford, right?
They were located there too, and then that was a private prison, and then they moved them to Topeka.
Todd, have you ever heard the rumor? And I heard this growing up in Lansing, that back in the 1800s, Lansing and Lawrence were given the choice between the prison and the university, and Lansing, the leaders of Lansing in the 1850s or 60s, said there will never be a reason for a university in a rural state like Kansas. There will always be prisoners.
Yeah.
We'll take the penitentiary. Have you ever heard that rumor?
Oh, I absolutely, yeah. I've heard that my entire life, that it would be more profitable to have the state prison than
the university.
Yeah, and so we gave up that opportunity and moved it down the road.
That was dumb.
Way before you were elected, Todd. Hey, thank you for stopping in.
Oh,
I always love seeing you and chatting about all things prosecutor's office, but I mean, the fact that you brought a live chicken in here doesn't.
Well, we'll see what animal we can bring next time.
Does the chicken hang out at your office?
Not yet. I'm scared to open the door to see what other animals would come into the office.
Well, you put it in our office.
Well,
we rescued
a possum one time. Well, we did. Yes.
Good times.
Yes.
Good times.
Fun times.
Okay. All right, Bluey, get out.
It's time.
We got to make a visit to your office real quick.
Bluey's got to go. Hey, it's great to see you, man.
Good to see you guys.
All right, Leavenworth County Attorney Todd Thompson and Bluey in studio, 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. I bet Bluey tastes good. You know, Sam, maybe Friday night, you and I get together, we put Bluey on a spit.
You stop that.
There's not a lot of songs about
roast him.
Chickens that are alive.
He's so sweet. This is why I couldn't have chickens for the, you know, purpose.
I'm afraid to touch my hands. I should have gone and washed
them. He just said to me, do you think we have salmonella poisoning? No, I think that thing has been, you know, sleeping with Micah for the last couple of weeks. I don't think that's the kind that gives you disease.
Okay.
I really don't.
All right. Okay. We'll get into... Oh, thank you, Daniel. Thank you.
Hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer.
More than that.
Get old Bluey off of me.
Thank you.
When that dumb chicken jumped up on my head and started pecking at my eyeballs...
Yeah, you're going to sanitize your forehead now, too?
Yep.
Probably not a bad idea.
Thank you.
Did anybody see the reviews coming in on Tom Brady over the weekend?
Oh, how was it?
Not good, apparently.
He was not very comfortable in the booth.
Yeah.
Did he burp or something?
He burped in the middle of the first half.
Gross.
Into the microphone.
That's hilarious.
So, Sam, I'm going to play this. Keep an eye on the dump button. But this is apparently Tom Brady. Let me see if we have a commercial here. All right, let's listen in.
Mike, it's good to have you back.
Oh, don't leave me hanging.
So good to be back with you guys. It's just great to be here in Cleveland.
We love you, Mike. Of course, Tom Brady.
Okay, that was boring. Okay, here we go. Here's another one.
You're a broadcaster. How about that?
We're here. It's been quite a journey, but I love being your partner.
I'm excited as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. We should start with quarterbacks. That seems to make a lot of sense. Yeah. Cowboys making news. They come to an agreement with Dak Prescott on a big new contract, right? But with that comes pressure, not only long term, but what kind of pressure is he facing then and today in this game?
Yeah, Dak signed the largest contract in the history of the NFL. Now he's got to go out there and earn it. And 2023 was his best season. He's coming off of that. But going forward, it's going to be what happens in the postseason, how he's going to be measured. But today, his challenge is going to be Myles Garrett.
That's not bad.
It's not terrible. No. I don't know that I would have burped into the microphone, as he's accused of doing, but okay.
There's never a dull moment when Terry Bradshaw is around, but even for him, the start to the Fox NFL Sunday was a bit shocking. Good to be back, right? Said Bradshaw during the welcome greetings on Fox NFL Sunday. I haven't been this excited since my aunt taught me how to play spin the bottle.
Oh, wow.
This is a great day, said Howie Long. Oh, my God, said Jimmy Johnson. Your aunt? Michael Strahan couldn't even speak, but did crack a smile.
Okay, did you hear?
Did he clarify?
No.
He did not.
Not sure how you would clarify, Sam. At that point, just let's move on. Did you hear that Nike has just dropped a line of 32 new running sneakers to kick off the 2024 football season for every single team and every single fan out there? They call it the NFL Pegasus 41 Collection. And you just scroll right on down to those Chief shoes. And let me tell you how much right there. They're red with...
Can I see it?
It looks like it, honestly, for $150, it looks just like a really cool red Nike with some gold embellishments around it.
The 49ers looks just like the Chiefs.
Yeah. Nike is not known for their high-quality running shoes. The Pegasus has been the pinnacle of their running line. I've been wearing them forever.
Yeah, but I wouldn't really wear that as a running shoe. I would just wear it to the Chiefs games.
But if I'm going to drop $150 on a pair of shoes, I'd be getting some Pat Mahomes. Not Nike's version of the Chiefs.
It's pretty cool to scroll through and look at, like, obviously that's the Bills. I mean, if you looked at these, you could tell right away that's the Eagles shoe, the green and white. You can just tell. It really does look like their logoed colors.
Okay. Story here from the Associated Press. After 36 years of waiting, the juice is finally loose in Beetlejuice, racking up $110 million.
Wow.
Over the weekend. The long-awaited Tim Burton sequel is the third best opening weekend of the year, only behind Inside Out 2 and Deadpool and Wolverine.
Wow. Michael
Keaton Douglas returns as the Spirit. Catherine O'Hara and Winona Ryder reprise their roles as... I never saw the original Beetlejuice.
Oh, go back and do it. Go back and do it. I mean, it's been years. I don't know character names, but I definitely... How do you remember the
Delia
dancing...
and Lydia, I think. Sorry. Go ahead.
Audience rating summary, by the way, is almost 5 stars.
Really?
Yes. It's New York Times says Beetlejuice is delightfully undead again. Yeah. I think people always, Scott, are nostalgic, and that was fun. You know, you don't have to put a lot of thought into watching that kind of movie and go lose yourself for a couple
$110 hours. $110 million this weekend. The original Beetlejuice opened with $8 million.
Wow.
Unadjusted for inflation. But to Sam's point, and Sam's made this point several times, Hollywood is completely devoid. Well, completely is too strong a word. Nearly completely devoid of new ideas.
This release, by the way, if you want to feel old, and I do, comes almost 40 years after the original.
Mm-hmm.
Did we need a remake?
I think so.
It's a sequel.
And you know what? Michael Keaton has done some very serious, heavy material in the last few years. He was probably like, sign me up. Sign me up for something fun and light and not opioid-related. Right. Yes.
Yeah. Walt Emmer, the president and CEO of Waffle House, has died at the age of 58. According to Waffle House, suffered from a long illness. Quoting here, I am saddened to learn of the passing of Walt Emmer, the CEO of Waffle House and a proud Georgia Tech alum. His leadership, dedication, and warmth touched the lives of many, both within the Waffle House family and beyond. He leaves behind a remarkable legacy. That's from the Atlanta mayor, Andre Dickens.
We might bring this back as a topic a little later in this hour. They have just announced that more members of the New York Fire Department have now died from World Trade Center illnesses than were killed on 9/11. You know, this week, Wednesday marks 23 years since the attacks.
Oh, my God.
It is a somber, horrifying milestone that the aftermath, you know, because of the carcinogens and everything down there in that pile, have now taken more lives than the firefighters who were killed on that day. And I asked Scott during a break, are those considered line of duty deaths? Because I know if you're like an EMT or something locally, or even a firefighter, there are certain types of cancers that they do consider line of duty deaths. Yes, absolutely.
I do too. I mean, it would be the equivalent of somebody coming back from Vietnam and later dying from Agent Orange. I mean, that's still a combat-related induced injury.
Yeah, you died of injuries sustained in the line of duty.
Right.
Whether it was 20 years later, 30 years later.
Of the 2,753 people killed that day, 40% remain formally unidentified. There has not been a new identification of remains since January. 1,103 people, Scott, remain formally unidentified.
Of all of the things that have gone on in your lifetime in the news, what is the number one I remember where I was when? Is it 9/11?
By far, it's 9/11. And then from my childhood, it would be the Challenger explosion and or the, I was in college, but the Oklahoma City bombing, sure.
Are you too young? Because, see, I remember...
Reagan being shot.
Yeah, Reagan being shot was where I was going to go.
I don't remember...
And Elvis Presley dying.
I don't remember the event of Reagan being shot as much as I remember my parents' reaction and just somber. I remember when I got into my dad's van, he came to pick us up from our babysitter. I said, did you hear that our president was shot? And he shushed me. My dad never did that, ever. He just went, shh. Because he had the radio on and was listening to the updates. And you know now, the public was kept in the dark about how close to death Ronald Reagan was.
Yeah, for sure.
Inches away from death.
So the earliest...
Millimeters.
The earliest news story of the where were you when that I can remember is Elvis Presley dying. I was six. Then it was Reagan. No, John Lennon. Then Reagan. Then the Challenger.
Then Oklahoma City, then 9/11.
Berlin Wall coming down.
Oh, sure, of course.
Then Oklahoma City, and then, yeah, and then 9/11.
You know, isn't it just interesting that we are just now old enough that our children will not be able to say, they have no memory of that time. You know, the last high school class was several years ago that graduated that would have been babies when it happened.
Jack your Jack and my Sarah were one.
One.
I mean, Sarah wasn't even one.
Yeah.
And I remember I was getting ready for work to come here to the radio station, and my phone is ringing off the hook, and I had heard I had Good Morning America on in the master bedroom, primary bedroom, and I heard them saying that a plane had struck the World Trade Center. And I'm like, well, that's weird. And you remember when it first happened,
we thought it was a tiny plane, and they thought it was a fluke.
Yep. And then so our program director at the time, a guy named Brian Wilson, calls me and says, hey, I need you to get to work. We don't know what's going on. And I said, yeah, I got to run Sarah over to daycare, and I'll be on my way. And it was as I was driving into work, and I was listening to KMBZ, and Peter Jennings was on, and he said, a second plane has just hit the other Trade Center. And then I floored it, because I knew, as everybody else did at that point, this is bad. We're in trouble. Telephone number is 913-586-7798, 586-7798, Sam Stevie III. Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, here on KMBZ. Got to be a little careful with this one. Sam put this one in the stack from the New York Post. Okay, hang on.
Is this the one about a state senator?
Yes, it is, Sam. Ah, it is
the
one
state
about
of California.
About a state senator. A California state senator forced a former by the way, the state senator is a woman, forced a former staffer to perform certain favors for her while she was his boss as part of a quid pro quo relationship that left him riddled with back and hip injuries, according to a new lawsuit. Senator Marie Alvarado Gill's former chief of staff, his name is Chad, slapped her with the lawsuit last week, alleging the lawmaker, a longtime Democrat, recently jumped ship to the Republican Party, who cares, pressured him into performing deeds on her as they traveled for work. Huh. The married aide claims he relented, but did perform these things.
He was married?
Wait. He relented? Oh, I suppose.
In order to protect his job. He alleges he suffered a debilitating back injury while having to twist and contort.
Okay.
As he did things.
Okay. Someone get that man a Theragun.
In a car.
Oh.
Leaving him with three herniated discs and
a
collapsed hip.
When you said during the travels, you meant during the travels.
Correct. Okay. While the car was moving.
He relented. Again, can we go back to he relented?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But still performed the requests. I'm getting rid of this story.
But that was an awkward conversation.
That's going to get me fired.
We are right on the line there, and we are not going to cross it. I already had a chicken poop in that building today.
From NBC News, the trial of a man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students will be moved out of the county where the killings took place in late 2022, according to a judge in a decision released earlier today. The judge heard arguments last month about whether the trial of Brian Koberger, which is set for next June, should be moved to Ada County, about 300 miles south, and home to Idaho's capital, Boise. At the end of the hearing, the judge said it would be the most difficult decision of his career and that he would study the law and arguments before ruling, and did say today, yes, the trial is being moved.
Wait a minute.
What are we waiting for?
Oh, I think we have some breaking news.
Well, turn your microphone on.
Hang on. Yeah, dadgummit. Yes. According to Deadline, The Hollywood Reporter, NBC News, and Variety, esteemed actor James Earl Jones,
oh no,
voice of Darth Vader, has passed at the age of 93.
Oh.
One of Hollywood's most defining voices, certainly of our generation and older, Scott, without question.
And don't leave out his work in Field of Dreams.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just going through some of it now. My God, The Lion King. As Mufasa.
Mm-hmm.
Jones burst into national prominence in 1970 with his powerful Oscar-nominated performance as America's first black heavyweight champion in the movie The Great White Hope. He is said to have died at his home in Dutchess County, New York, again at the age of 93. The distinguished star made his big screen debut in Stanley Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb in 1964. But also was in Claudine, Field of Dreams, The Sandlot. My God, look at all of his credits. He was the recipient of an honorary Oscar at the 2011 Governor's Awards and only one of a handful of people to do the trifecta, Scott. He had the Emmy, the Grammy.
And the Tony.
Quadfecta, pardon me, the Oscar and the Tony. And the first actor to win two Emmys in 1 year. It is a very small number of people who have all four. Like a handful of people, and he's one of them.
Come to Iowa, for reasons they can't even fathom. They turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door, as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. For it is money they have and peace they like.
Ray, just sign the papers.
and they'll walk out to the bleachers. Sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find they have reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines of their set when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game. And it'll be as if they'd dipped themselves in magic waters.
Oh, my word. That scene from Field of Dreams is one of the most iconic movie scenes of all time.
Joan's rise to become one of the most admired American actors of all time was remarkable, considering he suffered from a debilitating stutter as a child.
Really?
Huh. Grew up in Mississippi, was raised by his maternal grandparents. Huh. And then when an English teacher in high school encouraged him to read a poem to the class that he had written, he discovered that his stutter vanished whenever he spoke words that he had memorized.
I'll be darned.
That went on to win him a public speaking contest as a senior, a full scholarship to the University of Michigan, and the rest is history. That's where he discovered acting, and we are richer for it.
Hmm. Would you say 96? 93. God bless him, always. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes. Sam Stevie III, she is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ, we will see you on the other side.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.